50% of Americans are projected to run out of money when they retire. And running out of money during retirement is the biggest fear that Americans face when they're considering retirement. So I wanted to talk about one of the biggest things that can happen and will impact either the timing of when you can retire or how much money you need when you retire. And that is called the sequence of return risk. Now, the sequence of return risk when it comes to retirement is basically the risk that the market will have negative returns as you're nearing retirement or shortly after you retire. The issue is, as you have your portfolio, depending on how much you have, that determines how much money you can take out each year to live off of during retirement, whether it's living off of the dividends from the portfolio or directly from the principal of the portfolio. Typically, you want to be able to set an amount of money that you're going to spend every year that, one, takes care of your life expenses, but two, also protects that portfolio or the principal balance of that portfolio. So the amount that you have invested can continue to earn money throughout your retirement and hopefully keep you in a position where you're not running out of money. The problem is that the market isn't always going up. As we know, the market is up and down. 7 out of every 10 years, the market is up. That means 3 out of every 10 years, the market is down. And these 3 years or 4 years or even in 2000 end up being 10 to 12 years, the market might not be up. So if you're trying to retire around that time, the sequence of the returns of the market can impact your portfolio or the timing of your retirement. I know this to be a real thing because when I joined the workforce in 2007, I still worked with people that was planning to retire, or I should say hadn't retired yet, because of what happened in the year 2000 when the tech crash happened and the market was down. I would say the S&P 500 went down 49% from 2000 to 2003. And it was 2007, 2008, and people were still in the workforce that planned on being out of the workforce because their portfolios took such a big hit. And the market hadn't rebounded until 2012. So the market went down and it didn't reach the levels that it was at 2000 until 2012. So that's a 12-year period where people's portfolios were in a bad position enough for them to choose to continue to work instead of retiring when they wanted to initially. And as we all know, in 2008, the housing market crash hit us. So I also worked with people during that time that planned on retiring around 2008 or after 2008, but 2012, 2013, some of them were still working because of the market crash in 2008. So even recently, I worked with a guy who just retired. However, he worked about a year and a few months later than he planned on because of what the market was doing in 2022. In 2022, the market was down, the S&P 500 was down about 19%, and that 19% impacted his portfolio enough for him to continue to work a year past his planned retirement date. So that's about a span of 15 to 16 years, and there's 3 instances of the market having downturns, and those downturns caused people to continue to work longer than they planned. So when you're looking at your retirement, of course we want to plan and make sure that there's enough money for us to withdraw from, but withdraw from safely. Don't just say, hey, I want $3 million or $2 million and I'm going to take X amount of dollars out every year and I'll be fine. Think about, what if the market is down for 5 years right before you retire or plan to retire? What if the market is down for 3 years as soon as you retire and that 3-year period starts? Do you have enough money put away to not impact your retirement and keeping you in the workforce longer than you want to? Now, you may be thinking, okay, how do I impact this? I can't do anything about the market going down or up right before or right after my retirement, but what can I do so that the sequence of return risk does not impact my retirement? Well, there's 2 main things that you can do. Number one, plan effectively. Plan for the market to go down around your retirement date so that you have enough, even if the market goes down, you have enough money that you can live off of or withdraw from safely to not impact your portfolio so much. Because the thing is, if the market is down 19% and I take money out, not only is my portfolio down the amount that I took out for my living expenses for that year, but it's also down 19%. So typically, when you're long-term investing, a market downturn of 19% isn't the end of the world because you're focused on the long term. You have time for the money to rebound. But when you're in retirement, you don't really have that luxury. Depending on your life expectancy and depending on how much money you have in your portfolio, but you want enough in there. So if the market does have a downturn or a rough few years or even a rough decade is not the end of the world for you. There's enough money for you to live off of, and your portfolio can rebound when the market rebounds and you can live off of your retirement safely. Now, the second thing that you can do, and I think this is probably one of the more important things, and this is the things that people overlook often, is to have a bond investing strategy. So pretty much I'm talking about government bonds, where you lend money to the government, you get interest payments for the term of the bond, and at the end of it, the government pays you back the face value of the bond. So you can invest $1,000 with the bond. If the bond is at 4%, every 6 months you get a 2% payment on the value of that bond. And at the end of the term, whether it's a 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years, a 10-year note, you get the money back. Now, I know bonds are not a popular investment topic, but many people get it wrong. Just because there's not the chance for great returns. However, one thing that is there that the investment or that stocks don't provide is a government-backed guarantee that you will get your money back, or you will get the interest payments throughout the term. So it's a virtually no-risk investment. The U.S. government has never defaulted on their bonds. So it's a place for you to park your money that hopefully they're set up to where you can keep up with inflation so you don't lose buying power, and that when you need the money later on is going to be there. So imagine if these people who had to continue to work because of the 2000, 2008 or 2022 market downturns, imagine if the money that they needed for the next 3 years was out of stocks and into bonds. That way it's safe and it's going to be there. So the market goes down, the money you're going to need within the next 3 to 5 years is not impacted by the market downturn, and you can withdraw from that money to use it for your living expenses. The chances are they could have retired on time. The market would have went down, and the amount of their portfolio that's in stocks has enough time to rebound before they touch it again. So that way they can retire, they can have their pot of money that they're gonna need within the next 3 to 5 years. When you're talking about retirement, let's just say this is the short-term capital needs, and then the rest of the money is sitting in their portfolio. This is something that people miss because of bond investing is not the sexy topic. It's about the stocks, the growth stocks, even dividends, which I'm a firm believer in. However, every investment vehicle has its pros and has its cons. When it comes to bonds, when it comes to debt securities, there's a limited opportunity there to make a whole lot of money from bonds outside of institutional investors who are trading bonds. But there's very little chance that you can get rich. However, if you think about wealth, wealth has three stages. You have the wealth accumulation stage, which is, let's just say, 20 to 40 years old. You have the wealth preservation stage, which is typically, you know, 40 to, let's say, 55. And then you have the wealth distribution stage, which is 55 through retirement. So depending on which stage you are in your investment journey, or depending on, you know, how much you have invested, there's certain amounts of money that you can think about that you might want to start developing a bond investing strategy to move that money to take the risk of losing that sum of money out of it. Now, there are some instances where someone is not in the retirement age or close to retirement where bonds can still come into play, make a great impact on your portfolio or even just your life. Imagine if you're trying to buy a house in 3 years, you have some money invested. What if the market goes down in a year or two? And when 3 years hit, okay, you have less money to put for that down payment or pay for that wedding or pay for college or whatever big expenses, maybe even purchase a car, because that money was in the market and the market risk impacted it in a negative way during that short period of time. And now you have less money, or you don't have the money you needed to make that investment or to make to purchase that property. So these are instances where you may not be close to retirement or even in the wealth preservation stage, but bonds could be a great option for you because you've done the work, you have the money. Of course, you're still saving more, you still want to invest more, but there's a certain sum of money that you want to take the risk away from. That way, when you want to make that big purchase, the money is there. So there are more than one reason to consider a bond investing strategy. That way you're prepared to do the things you need to do when you need to do them, regardless of the market doing what it does, as far as its normal ups and downs. So what I'm talking about is being able to continue to invest and save and also do the things that you want to do when you plan to do them because you've taken risk out. So when you're talking about bond investing, many people have, okay, what should my portfolio mix be between stocks and bonds? Now, I'm a firm believer that most of it should be in stocks. I believe that, bonds should be limited depending on where you are. If you're not close to retirement, you shouldn't have a significant amount of money in bonds because you want that money to continue to work and to continue to have a snowball effect when it comes to the compound interest and the dividends in a stock portfolio. However, let's say you are looking to, again, make a purchase or looking to retirement, you want your capital needs to be safe. Let's say if you want to do some remodeling in your house, I would say those amounts, or as you're building up those amounts, will be a good consideration to put that money away into bonds for the time being. That way, again, you reduce the risk of losing that money. And there's virtually no risk of that money not being there when you need it for that short-term period. And again, when I'm talking about bonds and I say short-term, I'm talking, 3 to 5 years as far as what your capital needs are for that time period. So again, like I said, there's pros and there's cons with investing, and there's pros and cons with bonds and pretty much every investment vehicle. Bonds are not going to give you the biggest return compared to stocks over a long period of time. However, the reward for bonds is that there's no risk of losing that money. Where when you're talking about stocks, yes, there's reward there, but there's also a risk of it, that reward not being there, depending on the timing of the market. So we always want to be mindful to make sure that we're protected from the market swings and that some of money or capital needs are there when we need them.